Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the ePower Coach Coaching Show. I'm LaLisa J. Williams. I'm your host of the show. I have with me here live in the studio a wonderful woman, a model, a speaker, an author, a business person, entrepreneur. She wears many, many hats, and she is truly a very spirit-filled woman who loves God, and we are just so glad she could be on the show with us today. And her name is Irvina Moody. I'm going to get that name out there, Irvina Moody. She's done many things, but I'm not going to tell you all about them right this second because I want her to be able to share in her own way some of the things that she has been through, some of the things that she has come through. And our topic for today is stress, being stressful, and how to overcome stress. I'm going to be talking about some secrets to mastering your stress. So if you're feeling stressed, if you are having some situation that you're not quite sure what it is, it could be stress. So we just want to have you welcome to the show today, Irvina. Irvina, welcome to the ePower Coach Show.
Hello. Hello, all those that are out there listening. I am excited about being on today, the show. I am excited about sharing with you the secrets of living a stress-free life. I actually had dealt with some issues about a year ago, basically just working, not taking time off, letting a lot of the internal and external environment affect me, and I did not basically know how to basically alleviate that stress. So today I would like to share with you on ways that I learned how to cope, and now that I'm living a stress-free life. My motto is, I am too blessed to be stressed. I am sharing the secrets of my story because it could help someone, and I'm praying and believing that it will help someone today. The first thing that I did not realize that I wasn't doing is I was handling too many tasks at once. And when you handle too many tasks at once, you don't have a system, a way to alleviate, you know, some of those stressful environments. So what I was doing was too many tasks. So the first thing I'm going to say is kind of to keep you stress-free is to have minimal tasks. And maybe you're a mother and you basically have a job, you work, you have your business on the side, and basically you have so many things that are affecting you. Well, the thing is to do is to put the important tasks first, those that are basically help you to get the task at hand done. And those minimal tasks you would kind of save for later. So that's what I did. I was basically taking on too many tasks at one time. And those tasks that were very important didn't get done. And so it was a stress, you know, it was very stressful.
Well, you know, that's a good point that you bring up, Irvina, about taking on a lot of projects sometimes and taking on too many projects. And that in that case, we need stress because that stress tells us it's a signal.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people, when they hear the word stress, they just automatically think negative,
right?
Something bad.
Right.
But we need stress. If you are doing something that is unhealthy for your life, you need stress, some kind of warning sign to let you know to change those habits.
That's right.
But certainly if you're in a situation the building is burning down or something, you need stress to remind you, time to move.
That's right.
Time
exactly.
to go.
Exactly.
So, but that's, you know, good that you would say that. So then you realize that because of the stress, it made you realize you were taking on too many projects because, like you said, what could happen is that some of the projects don't get done.
That's right.
Now, it's one thing, if you're taking on a lot of projects and you're getting them all done, then you're probably okay because
yes.
you're getting them all done.
That's right. Exactly.
So we certainly, you know, we encourage people who can do a lot of things but get them all done.
That's right.
But if we're taking on things, so I'm glad you brought that up.
And it causes, and when you don't get them done, it's going to cause more stress.
More stress.
So do things minimally, meaning mm-hmm. have three or four or maybe less projects, and then when you get those completed, start with the next so it can relieve a lot of stress. You don't have to worry about, oh, I didn't get this done and then get that done, because that's what I was worried about. I was like, oh, I didn't get it done. I'm so stressed.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God, my job wants this.
Okay.
I got to do this. My business wants this. Everybody needs you. But everybody needs you to have those tasks done. And you need it because you have to have a stress-free life. So that was one thing that I learned. And
well, you know, another thing about stress, too, because we are talking about being able to, that's why the topic of the show is actually titled like that, managing stress and mastering stress, because stress is not all bad. You know, I was stressed when I was poor and didn't have a dime and didn't have any kind of education to get me to a higher level. I became stressed.
Mm-hmm.
But that stress pushed me to going back to school.
Right, right.
That stress pushed me to get out of those negative relationships that I was in.
All right, all right.
You see?
I see.
So at that point, so we're talking about how we should master stress.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly then when we get into other situations where we know we should be there.
And that's a great point, because that's another topic. The second topic I can tell you about on stress is how stress, I was able to manage it, because the job that I'm working, I love my job. I think it's an awesome job. But it has built up a lot of opportunities for me. So now I'm learning to use stress in a positive way instead of using it in a negative way. Before I was like, oh, my God, I have, you know, this to do, this to do, this to do, this project to do. But at the same time, it's a fuel to the fire, because now I'm using it and saying, wow, I'm grateful for all these projects because it can help me push me to getting my degree, because I still have to complete that degree. It can push me to going to back to school to get my master's degree. It can push me to my own business on the side, that I can be able to manage all these projects. And I'm like, I can actually complete it, but also it would give me my own information on how to manage my own business, how to be a better person, how to manage. So managing stress in a positive way. And I'm like, wow, I see it as positive. Before, I saw stress as this negative thing, like, oh, my God, you know, this.
Bad.
So it was bad. It was going to kill me.
You know, people always say,
exactly.
Oh, stress will put you in the hospital.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Stress will make us
and it will, it will do that because
too,
of the fact that
you don't manage it.
But you don't manage it. And when you use stress in a negative way,
yeah,
and let it become
true.
Eternal, because that's
mm-hmm.
what I begin to do.
Mm-hmm.
I begin to take on my these tasks
mm-hmm.
eternally.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, then the health started kicking in. Then the worry started kicking in. Then all
mm-hmm.
of this other stuff. But now it's like,
I can roll
to a positive.
Mm-hmm.
Use that stress as a burning fire under
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
to say, wow, I am going to live a stress-free life, but at the same time, this is going to be a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get my degree. I'm going to finish my school completion. I am going to go ahead and start that business. I am going to be that phenomenal woman. I am going to take care of these kids. I am going to be that awesome cook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to
yes,
go home
yes, yes.
to my husband
yes.
and give this all of this energy that I've been given in the negative. I'm going to turn it to positive.
Yes.
And I'm going to turn
make
it
that
around.
Stress work for you.
Work it and work that business.
That's right. That's right. Because a lot of times stress can also, you know, come, and it can come sometimes in the form of fear. Okay? Sometimes we see people, they're in a lot of fear. Like right now, Irvina, as you probably well know, so many people are in fear about this economy.
Yes.
And, Irvina, and you know, I know you're a business student as well, so you certainly know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Even if you're not a business student, that a lot of the economy going down is a result of people's fear.
Exactly.
They're fearful of new leadership.
Mm.
And so this happened long before November 4th
right.
of 2008, when the country saw something that it had never seen before, and that was an African-American president.
Yes.
It started long before that, because from the time when he first gave that first speech at the Democratic Convention, they knew then, or wherever he gave that first speech at, they knew then they had a feeling. They
mm.
saw something.
Mm.
And so the country began to get worried.
Mm.
And when people get worried, they make changes.
Mm.
And when people make changes, that change is going to impact something else.
That's right.
And then it becomes like this, you know, trickle down and this
effect.
Whole spiral effect.
Exactly. And I can speak on that, because I actually was saying to myself that I have turned off the television, especially when it's negative. We are, as they say, I don't participate in this recession, because I feel like it's more stress. And it's more worry, and I don't want that on me. And as a business student, I'm speaking from this effect. I believe that when things go bad in a negative way, or when society sees it as a negative way, basically I take the positive things out of it. I don't see it as we're in a recession. I see it as a blessing. This is a great time to be an entrepreneur. This is a great time to own your house. I believe that, spiritually speaking, that we have to see beyond what's going on. We have to see the future of what this can actually stimulate, the long-term effect of things. We don't see we see the short term, but also see the long term. Okay, now this is a time for me to invest my money. This is a time for me to go ahead and finish that degree that I'm supposed to be finishing up. This is a great time for me to basically become that person I need to be spiritually, economically. And it's a trickle-down effect. Okay, now, if you're watching television and you're seeing recession, and you're seeing people jumping out the window, and you're seeing people killing themselves, what do you think is going to get in your mind? Okay. So at the same time, I'm just saying, to put all that energy that you're doing and you're seeing and all this stuff like that, you turn off the TV if you have to. Start picking up the Word of God. Not only that, but start reading positive books. Start getting that business. Go enroll in a training class. Become that entrepreneur. Become business savvy. Be able to be in a position to empower someone else, to offer them an opportunity or a job. This is the time to do that.
You know, and if you just tuned into the show, we certainly welcome you here today on the ePower Coach. We are talking with Irvina Moody, and we're talking about being stressed and how to manage stress. One of the things we talked about earlier was how we're going to look at stress before we begin to try to manage it. Like we said, before we plan, we analyze.
That's right.
Analyze, you know, we analyze before we make a plan.
That's right.
So we look and we assess the situation.
Yes.
And so we're assessing stress, and as we look stress up, even in the dictionary, stress talks about how stress, you know, is the intensity of these various actions that we do. And like you were talking before, Irvina, you said we can turn that intensity of the different things that we do around to a positive thing, so that then the energy that we get back from it, we're actually moving ourselves forward.
Exactly.
As opposed to letting the activity that we're involved in drain us, push us back, like what you were saying, when you're doing too many things that you can't get them done. But I just want to welcome to the show today, I want to welcome Shell Financial One. Hello and welcome. If you want to call into the show, please do call in. We'd love to hear any comments or questions that you have. And you can call in at 347-945-7990. And we're going to continue speaking with Irvina about stress. And because we, you know, as a life coach, I want to help people in any way that I can help people. And so stress is one of the areas that I chose to help people on because, you know, I think I found, I found a way to kind of manage that.
Yes.
And so if I can help other people, but some of the things that you named already, certainly taking on too many things. Now, can you also just kind of give some tips on, and we're going to get to your modeling career in a minute because I know you're a model, also a speaker, dynamic speaker, author, but can you kind of talk about some of the things that you do to relieve when you do feel stressed?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, the things that I do is exercise. I find out that when you actually exercise, it relieves the pressure off of you. In the mornings, for example, I would get up around 6 o'clock and I would do my running. And when I would go to work, I would feel like an easiness, more energy. So that's one thing that you can do. You can actually start a health regimen. Also, eating is very important in the stress level. So I would suggest also starting changing your diet. Your diet is very important to your stress. You have to basically, there are certain chemicals that stimulate because of what you eat. So that's another secret that a lot of people are not aware of, and it has helped me so much. Another thing is to talk it out.
Now, you know what? You hit something right there, Irvina. I have to interject right here. You hit something. Oh, my God. Wow. Talking it out. That is powerful. Yeah, speak more on that. That is something.
I learned that when I was going through my stress situation, I would keep a lot of stuff in, bottled in, years of stuff, back in the childhood, and who didn't do this, and who didn't do that, and why they didn't do this.
Because sometimes all of those childhood thoughts don't come up. Like when you're sometimes just going through your day-to-day, they don't come up.
Right.
But as soon as you hit some kind of a rock or a hard place,
mm-hmm.
or you get a little down on one thing,
uh-huh.
then it all comes in like a flood.
Yes, and that's what happened with me. I was saying, you know, why didn't I graduate? And why, you know, this
why
didn't
mama
happen?
Treat me like that?
Yeah, why wasn't I the favorite child? And all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Making us more stress.
And more stress. And then you got stress on the job, and you got this mm-hmm. person doing that. So all of this attracts.
Mm-hmm.
It was an attraction, a stress attraction.
Mm-hmm.
All this negative stress, come on, okay. It was like
you
a garbage.
Opened up the door.
Open the door. Wide open to all of this stuff. Just became a trash
you
collector.
Just even figure out what to do with
couldn't,
it next.
Couldn't feel, and then at the same time, my health, because it was tagging on my mental, it was definitely tagging on the spiritual, so it became a physical form and became to attach my to my health. And I'm like, whoa, God, what's going on? And as a result of that, all other stuff came. So God began to deal with me.
Well, let's look at some of these things again. So you said to get rid of stress, certainly to eat right.
Eat right.
You said that's one of the things people can do. But what we eat, you said, can also control and manage some stress.
Yes, and exercise.
And then to exercise.
Yes.
Because sometimes, I remember there were times when I was stressed about my weight.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. See?
Overweight. Sometimes I've been stressed about what I'm eating.
Yes.
I'm eating fried chicken, or I'm eating this and that, or I'm eating foods that I know are clogging up my arteries, or foods that I know are messing up my liver and messing up my kidney or messing up my colon or what have you.
And even with certain foods prevents your thinking. You know, eating junk food.
Right,
all
really.
Of that stuff.
No wonder I dropped out of high school.
No.
Because I ate a lot of junk food back then. I never knew that. You're kidding. Junk food messes with your thinking.
In other words, it's just like it doesn't stimulate. In other words, you need certain things to stimulate your thinking.
Boy, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, it's just all about the health. So with all of this knowledge
mm-hmm.
that we, you know,
mm-hmm.
we ask God for wisdom and knowledge
mm-hmm.
and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a lot of stuff prevents us from our just from what we eat. You know, certain things, certain foods
no
open
I
up.
Fell out of school.
Certain things open up your thinking.
No wonder my mind was clogged. I eat another sweet, and I'm not giving another child no candy. No wonder these kids are,
and that's why the kids are drained, and they don't have any energy. You know, they don't have any energy.
Wow, because they're eating all these sweets.
So
what if they eat an apple or orange?
Definitely.
That's okay?
It's okay, definitely, because it's natural. That's natural. In other words, the food, the junk food, it's not. It's unnatural. It comes as sweet. It's saturated fats. And all
the body
that
has to work too hard.
Too hard.
To break it down.
Break it down.
So we spend hours and
that's
hours,
why you're tired.
So we spend all these hours in labs building the food, making it complex,
mm-hmm, so
adding this ingredient, this part, that part. Because you look on the back of some of these products, and it has like 25 different ingredients.
Exactly.
To make the compound more complex.
Right.
So that means that our body has to work as hard to take all that back apart.
Exactly.
It's got to break it all down.
So by the time it does that,
so no wonder
your body is saturated and tired.
Oh,
so you think you're
going
to think after that?
So no wonder we need to just do something simple like just eating an orange.
Exactly.
Or an apple.
Fruit.
It's got like one ingredient.
Exactly. One ingredient.
One
natural.
Ingredient.
Natural. And it doesn't take the body long to digest it or to break it down. So you're not even, your thinking is clear. You're conscious. You're why. You got energy. Natural energy.
Wow.
Natural. It's natural. It flows naturally.
Hmm.
And then talk it out.
Hmm.
That's another thing. I wasn't
doing.
Oh,
talking out.
I wasn't talking it out. I was holding it in.
I was just telling someone that.
And a lot of times,
yeah.
Women, we kind of
talk. We're the worst at that.
We are, but
we're
also
better
we're better at it because men, they actually
don't have
it. You know, women will say stuff and we'll go to the stores or not to the store. We'll go to the beautician and talk to our hairdresser about it and all the stuff like that. I mean, in other words, we have an open dialogue. But we, in other words, sometimes, but we don't deal with the problems. We'll talk it out. We need to also deal with the problem. So that's where we at.
Get to the root cause.
To the root.
A lot of times we're just dealing with the symptoms.
That's right.
But the root problem is still there.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. So we pull out those roots, and that's what I had to do. I had to pull out those roots, those situations when I was a kid, and all that's what I was talking about.
Okay,
those
so
are
deep
it out, surface things that we
talking
were talking
it
about.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
Eating right.
Eating right.
Exercising.
Exercise.
Okay. What else?
And also, basically, that you actually get with others that have had the same experience.
Now, how does that relieve stress?
In other words, it helps them to know that that person made it through it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a strength, or I have someone that I know that made it through that stressful situation.
Like we were saying earlier, success leaves clues.
Exactly.
The people that have been successful through molestation,
yes.
Rape.
Yes.
What else? Abandonment.
Abandonment.
Rejection issues.
Foster kids.
Pride.
Pride.
Foster care issues,
mm-hmm.
All kinds of issues people have already successfully come through it,
yeah.
And they're going to give you a clue to how you can come through it, and so therefore you don't have to feel stuck and hopeless.
That's right.
So a feeling of hopelessness can get you stressed too, I believe.
That's true. So that's what we need. We need a support group, someone that has made it and said, I've done it.
Is that why AA is so important? Do you think organizations like AA and NA are so big and successful?
That's why they are so successful. But also we need to go back to the roots of things, to the church,
mm-hmm.
to our support mm-hmm. ministries,
mm-hmm.
and to our, we need to build either go back to or help build or create youth ministries and
mm-hmm.
Women's ministries.
I'm about to actually start a youth organization right here in my town.
Okay.
And we can all do it. So, I mean, people, that you can go and start one. I always tell people when I'm doing things, you can go start the same thing.
Exactly.
And create anything. I'm just doing whatever God has opened up a door.
Exactly.
But I'm going to start a youth organization right here in my town, Hillside, where
okay.
I live. And we're going to work with teenage. I'm just going to focus on teenage girls.
Okay.
From like that 9th to 12th grade.
Mm.
So it's kind of like each one reach one.
Exactly. And it'll relieve a lot of stress
yeah.
among them. And among,
and
you know,
community and their
community.
Family.
It's like almost like a generational thing, but when you put a stop to it, basically it releases stress for everybody, not just for that youth or that young
think
girl.
About the child. Think about a stress. You know, let's talk for a minute about, there's one stress that I want to talk about for a minute.
Okay.
That hopefully somebody can get some relief for. What about the people who, because we know there's physical stress, and we talked about some of that and some of the things that you can relieve that with by eating right, getting the proper rest, exercising.
Yes.
But then there's also the mental stress.
Yes.
And you said there were even certain foods a person could eat that would give your mind strength.
Yes.
To be stronger.
Yes.
To make the better decisions, make more wiser decisions.
Yes.
There's also this whole emotional stress, Irvina, that a lot of people are going through, and especially I'm real concerned with women.
Mm.
I know the men have their issues, and I understand that, and we'll tackle that in another show.
Mm-hmm.
But the women who are going through this emotional stress as it relates to these in being in relationship.
Oh, I could talk on that
yeah.
all day and all night. Emotional, and I had to also pull back from my childhood,
mm-hmm.
not having a father.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's more emotional. My father was there, but he was in and out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I wanted a man in my life. I wanted someone emotionally
attached.
That I could attach
mm-hmm.
to.
Mm-hmm.
That could be that father.
Mm-hmm.
That could be that role model for me. But they weren't attached with negative things. So emotionally, I needed that emotionally. And that's emotional stress for me because I needed someone to say, you can make it.
Mm-hmm.
I needed someone to say, girl, you can graduate. You can do it.
Yeah, you're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Look at those long legs you have, that beautiful face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I was not seeing the veil, that these men had no emotional interest in me. All it was what they could get.
And how did that make you feel, knowing that they had no emotional interest in you? What kinds of feelings did that conjure up in you?
I became very lonely to the point where I wondered, God, why me? Why can I meet, you know, why can I get married?
Why can't you meet Mr. Wright? So
Mr. Wright. Or why is that man, you know, where's my princess? I mean, not,
uh-huh.
not my princess, but
my Mr. Wright.
Mr. Wright.
Your prince.
My prince.
My knight in shining armor.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
When is he going to come?
Okay.
Is he ever going to come?
Uh-huh.
emotionally drained.
And so how do you, or where are you at now with that?
I am so confident in who I am. God is my husband.
Mm-hmm.
He is my all in all. He is my everything, and he has completed me. He has made me whole. Because my father basically was in and out of my life, I've learned to lean and depend on God. And now when I see a man or someone that's trying to come on to me, I already know how to deal with it. I know that God dropped in my spirit a while ago. Sometimes we meet guys, but it's not for marriage, but it's for ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you going to, and excuse me, but go to bed with this man and then minister to him? You can't do that. So I'm going to build you up to be that woman that you need to be. So that way when you see these guys coming, no, it's ministry. It's not to get entangled with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I begin to deal with it. I look at every man now as a ministry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God, what are you saying that he needs, that I need to tell him?
Ministry to him.
Ministry.
Because there was a time when the only way that we, as women, were taught to minister to a man was in the bedroom.
Okay, now.
And so when we met a guy, whether we met him at the bar, the museum, whether we met him at the park, the grocery store, whether we met him at our houses of worship, wherever we met the man, the only ministry tool we had was sex.
Yes. Go ahead. Preach.
And what happened with a lot of us, just like I don't know of too many. I'm going to just use the church for an example, just the basic Christian church. There are not too many churches I know that only have one ministry.
Mm.
Most of them will have several.
Mm.
They will have an usher's ministry. They'll have a children's ministry. They'll have a ministry for the ministers. They'll have food pantries or various ministries.
Mm.
So how did we ever think we could have one, you know, have this ministry with this man, just one thing, sex.
Okay.
And we have no other ministry with them.
Exactly.
We can't minister to his heart, to his mind. Mm-hmm. We can't minister to other family members.
Exactly.
I know most of the men that I've dealt with, and just even thinking about my own husband,
mm-hmm.
you know, the family alone is a ministry.
Right. Exactly.
Yours and theirs.
Exactly.
So whoever you marry, be ready. You know, you probably didn't think you were called to preach or minister, but guess what? If you get married, what God is really saying to you
mm-hmm.
is I've chosen you for ministry.
That's right. Amen.
Because you don't get married just because you're tired of sneaking into hotel rooms.
Okay.
And now you want to have sex out in the open.
Yes.
And so you get married. No, you get married because you know to a ministry. And so that is what we're talking about right now is marriage. And I'm talking about that part of stress. And so that can definitely add stress.
Yes, yes.
When we do that.
Yes.
But yes, Irvine, so I want you to just continue to talk about, okay, you said where you are now in terms of how you handle any, you know, person from the opposite sex.
Yeah, because I get a lot of guys that hit on me
mm-hmm,
every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to the point where it gets to the point where it gets tired. And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, God's saying to me,
mm-hmm.
ministry, keep that in the focus.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do to alleviate that, because
mm-hmm.
people are wondering, okay, you know, I need this, and, you know, you need that emotional, you want to have that, you know, that direct contact. Well, let me tell you, sisters, you know, whoever's listening, and brothers, that God could give you such a peace about that, you know, because I thought, okay, now that I'm not entangling,
active.
Not
mm-hmm.
active anymore,
mm-hmm.
you know it's going to come harder. But what God's saying, in the interim, start your business.
Mm.
Go ahead, do that fashion modeling. Go ahead and start that new line you want, those new shoes designs you want. Start sketching. Start reading that poetry. Because, first of all, are you financially
ready to be a wife?
Ready to be a wife. come on.
Mm-hmm.
Can you cook? And how well can you cook? Because you know that's
And if you can't cook, can you at least clean up? If he's the cook, like in my household, my husband does a lot of the cooking.
Yeah.
But guess what? He expects me to do all the cleaning.
Okay.
He's done cooking. He wants to. You don't want to clean.
Okay. So can you cook? Okay. Can you bear some, not just bear children, But when you bear these children, can you afford to have them?
Mm-hmm. And can you raise them?
And can you raise them right?
And some think because they can afford to have the child that they could raise them. But raising the child has nothing to do with paying for it.
Right, exactly.
Because I know people who are on welfare
mm-hmm.
who have never worked a day in their life to say, per se, to pay for the child, but they have done a much better job at raising the child to be emotionally and physically and mentally stable than those people who have been rich in mansions.
All right, now.
Whose kids are out there killing people and doing some crazy stuff.
That's right.
So it's not money
mm-hmm.
that allows people to even then raise the child.
That's right.
Some need to know how to, can you raise a child? And some people say, well, I don't have none, so how do I know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, certainly if you ain't raising nobody else's, you probably couldn't raise your own.
That's right.
So that's a good way to know if you can raise some, is that go out there. There's a million kids out there who would love to have you, you know, test out on them.
Okay. And that's another thing, mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
You can also mentor in the
yes.
interim. There are a lot of kids out there that just need someone to reach out to them and touch them and to impact their lives. So that's what I'm doing, too, in the interim.
That's
so
right. See,
all of
all
this
so
is keeping
God
me.
Knows. And see, that's how you get, that's how God can give you things.
Yeah.
It's by when he see you already doing it.
Yeah, you're a doer now.
Mm-hmm.
You're not sitting waiting for that man. You're not sitting or you're not just searching. You're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're out there in the community. You're out there doing your business.
That's that faith without, he said, faith without works is dead.
And that's that Proverbs woman.
You're out there already doing it, so he has all the evidence that you can
you're
do
ready.
It.
You're
that's
ready. That, your yeah. approval. You're,
well, that's how you get ready is by doing.
That's right.
I mean, you know, come on, look at basketball players. They don't just jump out on the court. They practice all year.
Exactly.
That's how you get ready is by doing. That's why some people, they just don't get it, even as, you know, whether it's dealing with stress, whether it's dealing, you know, financially, building a business, building your career,
mm-hmm.
or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you practice and then you do.
That's right.
You don't do and then go learn to practice. And some people, when they see you practicing, sometimes they will laugh at you and talk about you because they see you practicing and they were, you didn't get it yet, but you're just practicing for it.
Mm.
But they don't realize that you're going to get it because you got to get it because you're practicing to get it.
That's right. Exactly.
In other words, I'll see if I can make it a little bit more plain.
Mm-hmm.
The practicing is the getting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't get without the practice because if you get without the practice, you won't keep.
Okay. You got to maintain
it. You won't keep.
It. That's right.
So the practice is like you got it. The practice is like faith is like it's the substance of things hoped for.
That's right.
Okay. When you act in the thing, it's that you already have it.
Mm.
And that's somehow people, I'm probably not saying it as maybe as plain as I could, but that's why a lot of people are missing stuff.
Right.
Because they're waiting for the thing to come,
mm.
the day to come, and then they'll run and practice.
It's too late then.
It's too late then.
Mm-hmm. So now while you got time to practice on these kids,
mm-hmm.
give a kid.
Practice on writing that book.
Practice on writing that, even practice on that business.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can actually start your business and have the kinks, little kinks, get the kinks out. So when that man comes, everything will be in order.
And that will definitely reduce some stress.
Uh-huh.
So now let's, welcome guest number 400 to the show. We welcome you to the show. We're talking about managing stress, and we are talking with Irvina Moody. She is here in the studio with me today. I'm so honored to have her here. And we were talking about managing stress, and then we got to talking about relationships. And I was talking with her about how did she handle that, and she did share with some. If you missed any part of the show, we invite you to go to the archives. Please leave us a comment if you like on our page. Let us know if you like the show or what have you. We would so greatly appreciate that. I'm LaLisa J. Williams, your E-Power coach, and just truly enjoying Irvina. And I am going to talk to her. We have about 25 minutes or so left to the show, and I do want to talk about what some of the projects that she's working on over in New York City and some of the things that she's doing on television, because I think she just has a fantastic story. I'm going to have you back on the show just to talk about your story and your rise.
Yeah.
Because we would need a whole hour just to talk about that, how where you came from to where you are now. But we want to help people today and coach them, people that are being that are stressed, because some people get stressed to the point where they take their own lives.
Mm. Yes, and I've seen and I've heard on the news on especially in this recession time, which I, like I said, I'm not participating in. I want to just reach out to those that are in a stressful, if you lost your job. I was basically letting people know, I want to let people know that when you lose something, God has something better. He has a solution to every problem. Just because you lost that job doesn't mean that you lost in life, that there's no hope. There is hope because you have God.
Mm-hmm.
And there is hope because God created that job for you. He gave you that opportunity. At that time, it's probably time for you to move on because your assignment is finished. And not only that, but God got something better. I heard many people say, I lost that job, but girl, God blessed me with a new one and a better one with more money, with more opportunities, and more
better location.
Better location.
Better
everything
position.
You wanted. And you're like, here, you prayed for this.
Mm-hmm.
You pray, you've been asking God to deliver me off this job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, please get me off this job. And he did. And now it's time to search and ask God, what is the next move? I've been praying for this move. I've been praying to start my own business. I've been praying to start my own daycare. I've been praying to do my designing. I've been praying to be that doctor. I've been praying to be that lawyer. Okay, well, he did. He moved the situation. Now you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, as they say, God has so many things for us this year. I just claim, oh, 09 is mine. And I want y'all to say the same thing. Oh, 09 is mine.
Oh, 09 is mine.
All right.
And then you know what, too, and talking about that stress, because we're talking today about, you know, mastering your stress, and we've already learned that there are some things that we can do to manage our stress and to master it. We learned that we can look at stress differently. We don't have to look at stress the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's look for a minute at some of the things that can, you know, cause us stress, you know, and the type of stress that would be bad for us.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've also talked about how to turn that stress into something positive. So we talked about that already a little bit. We said we could turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
But look at some of these things that can cause us stress. I mean, I could think of something, and you can share what you think, Irvina. I could tell you one thing that caused stress for me was making bad decisions.
Oh, that's a good one.
I would make these bad decisions,
mm-hmm.
get myself into a bad situation financially,
mm-hmm.
spiritually, physically, emotionally, and then I would get stressed because now I'm in this problem. I'm in this trauma, this situation, and that would bring me a lot of stress.
Wow, I can attest to that too because, especially with money, that has been one of the pivot points, and I believe that is like a basis
mm-hmm.
for most
mm-hmm.
marriages failing. One of the number one problems is money,
mm-hmm.
and that is a stressor. How am I going to make ends meet?
That's right.
How am I going to do this? And that's being single and no kids and none of that. That, I mean, you would think that I would have more resources. Well, let me tell you, it has been a stressor for me. But at the same time, I realized that I have to learn how to manage money. If I have to take an investment class, or if I have to take a money management class, if
yeah.
I have to do these things, because wisdom, that is wisdom for me. And a lot of times, my mother wasn't able to share with me those basic things that you need to do to save money. You know, we talked about putting
most
it in a stock.
Most people's mothers
exactly.
didn't share that.
Exactly.
That's why the country has over so many trillion dollars worth of debt.
Exactly.
A lot of us didn't have that share with
exactly.
us.
Exactly. So to relieve stress, take a class in money management.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel afraid to do that. No fear in that, because that's an area that you need to grow.
Stress.
Exactly.
Fearful, being fearful.
Exactly. See, that's an area you need to grow in. So that's what God was doing with me. To relieve your stress, take a class, reduce the stress, and relieve it and eliminate it by getting out of, you know, getting your money situation together,
because
that would cover a whole lot.
Yeah, and, you know, another thing that I thought about that, you know, led to stress for me is worry.
Mm.
So I had to cut that out, like some people quit smoking or some people quit drinking or some people quit doing all kinds of things, gambling.
Mm.
Well, I quit worrying.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
I quit
great.
Worrying because worrying was causing me stress.
Mm.
I can't worry about if I'm going to lose my mortgage.
Mm.
I can't worry about if my job is going to close.
Mm.
All I can do is go to work every day and work as if it's going to be there for 1,000 years.
Exactly.
I can't worry if, you know, the children are going to go off and not speak to you anymore. I just worry if
exactly.
one day, you know, my husband walks off and leaves me. I just can't worry.
Right.
I quit worrying like people quit any other bad habit.
That's a great habit because worry and fear and all of that is in the same family.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to have faith, and we're supposed to believe God and love and all of that comes together.
Yeah, faith and fear can't operate in the same place.
And if we worry about all of those things,
mm-hmm.
then guess what? That thing that I feared the most came upon me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to worry about, this is going to happen to me.
Somebody's going
to
rob me.
I'm going to get killed, and this is going to happen to me. Well, guess what?
It
you
will.
just thought it, so what? It's going to manifest itself. So what I've decided to do, and all those things, situations, I start confessing. I made a list of things that I will confess as positive.
Mm-hmm.
I will be a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
I will be successful. I will be debt-free. I will be worry-free.
Mm-hmm.
I started confessing over my life because my words are power.
Yes, they are.
I can speak power
and life.
Your
words are power and life.
Exactly.
But you want to live? Just open up your mouth
and speak it.
Some of them shy people, I don't know what they do. I don't know how they're making it by. Won't open their mouth and say nothing. I don't know how they're getting over. But I tell you what, the word of God says speak it, confess it,
yes. Yell
it from the rooftop.
That's right.
And I'm going to confess with this mouth. He gave me a mouth and he gave me a big one.
That's
and
right.
I'm going to use it. I remember as a kid, I got accused of talking too much.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I've been accused by some of talking too much as an adult. But guess what? I'm going to talk and confess.
That's right, confess.
I don't want to use my mouth to talk about other people.
No.
I don't want to use my mouth to gossip and talk negative about people.
Right.
But I want to, yes, I want to use my mouth every minute, every day, saying something positive and affirmative that is progressing toward a higher mark.
That's right, because it says death and life is in the
power
of the
tongue.
And I realized that all I have to do is speak one word. If I worry, then I will not be able to speak those positive words. If I fear, I would not be able to speak because I'm all about wrapped up into those that worry and that fear.
Mm-hmm.
But I have faith and I have love, and I'm going to speak positive words. I'm
mm-hmm.
going to confess over my life that I will be successful. So for those that are worrying, I'm going to lose my job, don't confess that. Don't even think that. You're not going to lose your job.
And you know what somebody said, that you might lose, even if you lose your job,
mm-hmm. God got it better.
You don't lose your talent,
exactly.
And your ability and your skills and your knowledge.
Exactly. Exactly.
Jobs right. come and go every day.
Exactly.
You're not losing the skills and talents. Now, see, that's where it gets important to always be working on your talent, skills, knowledge, and ability.
That's a great point.
So, therefore, you're not trapped. You know, that's another whole area of fear to get trapped in, because what we really know in the back of our mind that we're really not working on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, that's going to place more fear in us.
Exactly.
It's the same thing we can do this health-wise. When we know we're not doing what we're supposed to do, yes, there's going to be that little fear, that little voice in the back of our head saying, you could die of a heart attack. You could die of colon cancer. You could die of this. You could die of that.
Right.
Because we know we're not doing right.
Exactly.
But if we go on and do what's right, therefore, we don't worry.
Right.
So if it happened, we still ain't worried.
Exactly. Because we know
if
we had a better job.
And, you know, tomorrow you ain't worried. If it happened, it happened. You ain't worried about it.
Exactly.
Now people still living got to worry about
exactly.
what they're going to do with you.
Exactly.
How they going to get by. But
exactly.
you ain't worried.
Exactly. You don't have to be worried because you're
you
also
you
improving
can live
yourself.
Free.
Yeah.
You can live worry-free.
And that's another thing that, Lisa, I like that you brought out, is that people that only worry, but when you are limited to that circumstance,
mm-hmm.
then you begin to worry because you're like,
that's
okay,
it.
If I lose my job,
worry.
I have nothing. You didn't have plan A.
Why do
you
think those people shot them, killed their children, killed themselves?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
That's all that's happened. They said they were without hope, but they were out without hope because they didn't have
a plan
A, B, and C.
And that's what I was going to say. Another thing is let's develop more plans.
That's it.
Okay, you got a job.
So that's another stress reducer right there.
Exactly, another strategy.
To have these little plans of what can happen. Absolutely. And, you know, I was thinking also something else, too, that, you know, can cause us stress. You know, sometimes we said worry can cause us stress. When we worry, causes stress when we make poor decisions. You know, it can cause, you know, what else can cause stress, too, is a lot of pain. Like, for instance, if I'm going to bring pain upon myself, I'm going to bring about some stress.
Mm.
And now I can bring pain on in different ways. I can bring pain on myself by making a bad investment.
Mm.
And then I'm hurt about it, so I feel pain.
Mm.
Or I get into a relationship
knowing
that I felt the unction telling me don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was looking good, or she was fine, or
mm-hmm.
this and that. But
mm-hmm.
I knew it was wrong, but I'm inviting pain.
Right, I see.
And then when the pain comes, now stress is going to come. there's going to be some stress.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, so another thing with the pain part of it, like you were saying about relationships, when you see signs,
mm-hmm.
especially with relationships, if you see that sign that that man, first of all, when you meet him, and he is basically letting you know offhand that he's not going to be there, or he's
mm-hmm.
you know,
he's
you're
not going to be into you.
Into you.
We're just going to tell it like it is.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I tell my students, you know, he ain't into you.
Yeah, he'll call you.
He ain't called you. He didn't forgot your number. That's the one thing. Now, anybody forget your number don't want to be bothered.
Exactly.
Don't let him tell you, oh, I lost your number. No, he didn't.
No, he never.
The girl he
wanted
to call, he didn't lose her number.
No, he did.
Ladies, that's just for the ladies. I don't know how the guys do it, but for the ladies, trust me, if he don't call, he ain't lost your number, he don't want to call you, he don't want you, but you just got to accept it and keep it moving.
And that prevents pain.
Exactly.
Because, see, my thing is, if you know that he's not calling you, you go ahead and call him, okay, you're now depending on him. You're basically opening yourself up to him now. So when he doesn't call you, you're like, why is he not calling? Well, he saw it. You saw the signs in the beginning. Now you're bringing on extra pain that you knew in the beginning that this guy wasn't really interested in you. So we have to be honest with ourselves. So being honest and open with our relationships to say, well, you see the signs now, and you see the warning signs. Don't fall into the trap. And if you know that this man is not going to be there to support you in your career, okay, you're getting your degree. And this man basically is not supporting you in that. Okay, well, drop him. Because guess what? When you get your degree, you think he's going to be supportive of you later?
And that's another part about this pain.
Mm-hmm.
When we're in some of these situations, whether it's on a job, whether it's in a business, whether it's in that relationship, pain is also, this is the good side of pain. Just like when we put our hand in a hot fire.
Mm-hmm.
We need pain to tell us to take our hand back out.
Right.
If I'm crossing the street, I need to even think of pain so I don't walk out in front of that car.
Even medically.
So medically, so pain is, this is where pain is good even in a relationship.
Okay.
When I've started to get too much pain in that relationship, and especially when people are not even married, that's a sign it's time to go.
That's right.
You know, now if you just want to stay around in pain, then okay, there could be more pain later, and then now that you're married to it, it's even harder to leave. But if you're certainly in a dating stage and the person's already bringing you pain,
mm-hmm.
that's God's way of sending us a signal that it's time to get out.
Exactly.
But many people go on and marry their pain. We do. We go on and marry the pain. We marry in spite of the pain. It reminds me of what football players do when they hurt.
Mm.
But they'll get on back out there on the field.
Knowing that they're in pain.
And even though they're in pain, and they'll play that game, but now, and they'll play on that bad knee and they'll injure it worse.
Yes, that's true.
Or they'll play with that sprained, you know, muscle somewhere, and it typically gets worse, but they're being paid millions of dollars, and they pretty much by contract have to do that.
Right.
But we certainly don't have to do that.
No, we don't.
When we're dating someone and they're bringing us all this pain, heartache and pain, not calling us, not returning our phone calls, not standing us up, those are the three main things.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's time to go. That doesn't mean we wait it out.
That's right.
Now, when we're married, that's a different story, because now we're under God's contract, and we have, and God has every right to restore that person to where they should be, a loving person.
That's right.
Okay? But when we're not married, we're not under God's contract about that.
Mm.
And so, you know, don't try to make it right. Just get on out, because the pain is the signal.
That's right. And I like that, because of the fact that that pain lets us know that this person is not right for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what God is saying.
And people always act like, I married the wrong person. And
well,
people say,
you saw the signs, though.
I know, but I ignored the signs.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, that can happen, and people say, you know, God, you know, we are unequally yoked and all that. Well, but anyway, that would be a whole other topic.
And that's another thing I like about it, because also pain can bring abuse. Another topic that we need to probably talk to at a later time, but you say that, okay, I love this man, but yeah, he's beating you up. Oh, I love this man, I have his children, yeah, he's hurting you. That's more pain. You don't need that. You deserve better. You are better.
Well, see, that goes back. Irvina, and we're talking with Irvina Moody, and she is a model. She's an author. She's a speaker. She's just a wonderful friend and a woman of God, and she is here, active live here in the studio. And so we're thankful to have her. She travels all over the country, and soon to be traveling all over the world. She's a model. She has been on the Tyra Banks Show. She's been on the Rachel Ray Show. She's been modeling some clothes for LL Cool J, and I'm not sure who else.
Actually, Lisa is great because this is an awesome opportunity. I want to first thank God for it. I have had the opportunity to be on Tyra Banks' show. I was actually a hair model on her show, and it was awesome for this opportunity. It didn't happen overnight. There were some things that happened. I had to help. I had to go through some situations, some pain, some hurt. I went through some stress, homeless, and all that other stuff, and God turned my life around and allowed me to be in the presence, and I thank God for it, in the presence of great women and men. And I've had the opportunity, like I said, to meet Tyra. I've been on her show, and I'll be on it again on Wednesday in the audience. She's going to be announcing that she's going to be picking women for the next season, which is a petite version, which is 5'7 and under, for top models. This will be the first show she'll ever do that for. So I'm excited about that. I actually was selected to be in the audience, but it was also a casting for that. So I thank God for that. I actually modeled LL Cool J's clothing. He's an awesome, awesome man. God had blessed me with that opportunity. And Rachel Ray was phenomenal. I love Rachel Ray. And just the opportunity to be on her show, and she gave me so many props. It was unreal. She's mm-hmm, awesome. Mm-hmm. And I have some other things that are coming up that next time I come on the show, I'll let you know. A book, of course, that I'm in writing about also motivational speaking. I've been basically helping the youth, nonprofit.
You're going to be an awesome speaker.
Yes.
And, yes, you are. You're going to be a powerful speaker. You got a powerful story. Here's a woman who was homeless. Here was a woman who was an orphan, if I'm not mistaken. And look at you today. I tell you, Irvina, you are a blessing to me. That's why to have this opportunity to have you on the E-Power Coach Show, I feel so honored because I actually knew you while you were homeless.
Yes.
So when I saw you on, I was sitting, it was during, not Christmas, but it was some holiday, maybe Thanksgiving. And we were, and TV was on. I was cooking, running around the house, and I saw the excerpt for the upcoming Tyra Banks show, which I don't watch it usually, but it was on, and I saw your face. I'm like, wait a minute, that person looks familiar. So I was just blessed to see how God had moved in your life, to know that He took you not from only being homeless, but at that point you were jobless.
Yes.
For a minute.
Yes.
And that you were looking for a job.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I had lost my job. I have actually lost three jobs since.
Because this was before the NBNA job.
Yes, yes, yes. Exactly.
And you were looking for a job. You were hard pressed for a job. I remember that, Irvina.
Yes, yes. And I remember that.
Because you hadn't long since come back before that. I think you had been out of town.
Right, right.
UK. That was somewhere around 2003.
Okay, yes.
When I first met you. And so to see what God has done in your life, you know, you're by yourself, and to see you go from, you know, that, I'm just, and the jobs that you have today and the ones you've had, I'm just amazed at God. I'm just, woo!
Yeah.
This, I'm sorry. I just, you know, nobody can tell me, you know, that God is not amazing and can just not turn things around. And so, and it doesn't matter your circumstances. Some people think they have to wait until all this other stuff has happened.
No, and that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had to wait till I get that degree.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was waiting for. I was like, oh, God, I just got to finish my degree.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, no, in the interim.
Mm.
In the interim.
I need to be the name of your book.
In the interim, you can act. In the interim, you can model. In the interim, you can write your book while you're finishing your degree. I'm going to show you how to put it all together. Mix it up. Put that egg in that bowl. You know, it's just like making that cake. You have to basically be able to multitask and be able to do the. So that's why I could talk to you about stress, because I know it. I've been there.
Okay. Yes, I just want to acknowledge those who are in the chat room. Certainly, Pastor Varian's. Did I say your name right? Yes, Pastor Varian's. God bless you. I remember you from Pastor Rebecca's show. Please, if you ladies want to call in, if you have any comments or any questions for Irvina Moody, again, like she said, she'll be on the Tyra Banks, she'll be in the audience as she casts for her next group of top models, those petite top models. But also want to welcome Diane Randall to the show as well. God bless you, and glad you could come out to the E-Power Coach Show, where we do empowerment and coaching. and just trying to help others. But also Pastor Varians wanted you to know, Irvina, that she's also been homeless. And that she is being blessed. She's typing in the chat room.
Aww.
I know I had kind of have the computer. Irvina really can't see the computer. It's kind of sitting over there. But thank you, Pastor Varians, for sharing that.
Thank you.
But that she's being blessed by your story.
I tell you,
I'm amazed when I look at her, when I see this young woman, because she's, you know, very young, for all that to have happened to you, first of all, being, you know, as a child, having your parents, you know,
taken away
from you, so you know, have to go through all that rejection.
Right. I was like the Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
I had everything taken away, but at the end, God restored everything. He restored everything back, but just the way as if nothing happened. And I am a testimony to youth out there. I'm also.
Now, how many colleges have you been to?
I have been to literally 7 colleges. I went to Tuskegee University, which I loved. I have another background in science, so my dream was to go to medical school, and it still is there. So I'm actually modeling, I'm actually doing the science. I have a 3.5. I went to NJIT, which I have a 3.5 average at. I went to Essex County College. I went to Auburn University, which I took up nursing. I went to also a vocational tech college, which I was in LPN school. I had all these dreams, and I just didn't complete because every time hardship comes, either with financial hardship or situations I got into, but God said he's restoring everything that was lost, and he said this is my year of completion. So by this year, I'm believing God that I'll be finishing up at Thomas Edison College, but I'll also go back and complete those 5 degrees, and also I am in the Army. And I'm actually in the Air Force as well, which I will finish my 20 years at. So I am grateful to say that I've been through that. I've been through a situation with 9/11. I've actually was in the military during that time. So that's why another reason why I didn't finish up college. So it's all these, you know, things come
different things that I had to do.
But God has made me an opportunist, but not only that, an entrepreneur out of this situation, a person that is very wise and very resourceful by the grace of God.
Yeah, and I can attest to that. She has certainly been a help to me, and she's great at research. This woman will research anything, and she will get to the library. I mean, this is a young person, and this lady will spend, how many days a week do you spend in the library, Irvina?
I'm actually there every day. But I usually spend 4 to 5 hours there. I just love the library. When I was a kid, I loved the library. I just stayed in the library. They had to kick me out, basically. But it was just a home away from home. I could actually read and basically be able to see stories come to life. And I just love reading. I think it's awesome. And that's why I would tell the youth out there, just pick up a book. It's an awesome opportunity to escape your circumstance, your environment. It could take you places, Africa, Asia. And it's just awesome.
Well, these young people today, they really need you, Irvina. And I think if you're out there talking to these young girls especially and the young boys, that is going to be a stress reducer right there for a lot of parents, because I believe some parents do get stressed because of their children. But you could relieve stress. So we have just a couple of minutes left to the show. I just want to thank you so much for doing the show with me today, talking about this very, very important matter, stress. We want people to see stress in a whole new way. We want people to be able to master stress and realize that there's a very, very positive side to stress, just like there's a negative side.
Right.
And how we can take the negative and we can build on it and turn it into the positive to push ourselves further along so that we could be more of a blessing to the young people, to those people that need the help. And so we thank everybody for tuning in.
Thank you all for listening. And like I said, I'm here. I love to come back, and I'm going to definitely come back and share other things. And I wish you all a blessed day. Have a wonderful day, and definitely log on and leave your comments.
Yeah, sorry we ran out of time. I was trying to get Pastor in. Somebody did want to have a question, but my computer, I lost the home page, so I won't be able to take your call this time. I do apologize, but I will certainly have you back on the next show, call in, and I will be glad to take your question, but I lost my screen. I don't know if I'll be able to get it back up, but I will try. So if you just hold on for a minute, Now, I know some people, I know we're still on for a few more minutes. Some people do know how to go to the show and increase. I don't know how to do all that. There we are. I'm back in. Oh, I did get back in. Let's see how much time is left. Be a minute. No, it won't be anything left. Oh, there you go. Okay, you're on the air, 786, you're on the air. Hi, glad you could hang in there. You have about 30 seconds.
That's okay. Well, thank you, and God bless. This is Pastor Marion.
God bless you, woman of God. How are you?
I am blessed and honored, you know, to be here and to listen to you guys today and hear her story. And I just want her to know that, you know, God just gave me this word for her that, you know, He's about to do more and beyond what He told you you were going to have, and that this is just the beginning.
Oh, bless God.
Well, God bless you.
She's up shouting right about now. I just want you to know that, Pastor Marion.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, well, that's no problem. It's from the throne.
Oh, listen, she's a praiser, and so we glorify God when He sends down His word.
Yes.
Is nothing like a fresh word from the throne room of God.
I love it. And God bless you.
Oh, yes.
Thank
Earth,
you. God bless
yes.
you as well.
Yes, and God bless you. And I know, Pastor Varian, you also have a show. On what day does your show come on Blog Talk Radio?
Well, the days are kind of sporadic, and that's just because I'm at work, you know, a lot of the time. And then when I get home, sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. Most of the time I do. But, you know, they can just go to the show and pick up some of the archives or catch me live sometimes Mondays, sometimes Thursdays, most of the time, of course, on Sunday and sometimes on Saturday.
Okay, so you're like me. You're like me. I'm kind of sporadic with mine, too. I like today, I don't normally come on Saturdays, but I knew that I would be with Irvina today, so I thought this would be a good day to schedule the show. And I just, again, like to thank you and the others that have tuned into the show today. Certainly there will be some parts of it, or most of the show, that can be in the archives. The show is on, it says, but it's not streaming, so I don't know how much of this part will be in there.
No, they'll be able to hear it. Even though it says that, you know, it's not streaming live, but it's actually still recording.
Okay, so people will definitely be blessed like you, by her testimony, because God is really using her, and I think the young people will be blessed for all of her efforts and not giving up on her college, though she had all those setbacks and had to transfer. Some people would have long given up, but we had some of the things we talked about on the show today as it relates to stress. We talked about how some of the things that we can do to relieve some stress, some of it we can do in the physical, some of it we have to do in the spiritual, but not everything can be done in the spiritual. There are some physical things we have to do. Exactly, in the exercising and
the mental is to build your education, and not only that, but go to training and things like that to relieve a lot of the stress.
Mm-hmm. And reading the word and doing some other things, you know, but certainly doing some physical things, like you say, taking that time to make sure your skills are on point and making sure your talents and your gifts are up to par, so therefore we don't have to have fear and worry. And I think it's a good time to talk about all of this stress in a time like this where so many people are feeling even more stress because of the news and the economy. And some are feeling it real because some people have lost their jobs.
Right.
Some people have lost their source of income. Even there are people who've had their own businesses. Okay, who have been entrepreneurs for years, mm-hmm. who have lost their businesses. Some people are brand new entrepreneurs, and they're feeling the crunch
right.
of this economy because the customers are not coming in.
Right, and what I would say, too, is what we shared about, have plan A, have plan B, have plan C.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also learn how to revamp that business. What are the new ways of thinking? You know, you just got to get creative now.
Be innovative. Some companies that are really surviving had already known to do. So do you have any thoughts on stress, Pastor Varian? Do you have any tips to leave with people about how you master your stress?
Mostly how I did it was a lot of praying and talking to God.
Yeah, because some people think that either you have stress or you don't. But no, everybody has stress. Everybody. If you didn't have stress, you wouldn't be alive. Because
absolutely.
As we said before, we need stress to warn us of when to leave a situation or when to get into a situation. So we all have stress. The difference is how we manage it.
Right. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the key, is how do you manage the stress to where it doesn't get you sick or where it doesn't, you know, it doesn't keep you hindered and, you know, pent up that you can't make a move.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, trapped. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Pastor, I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. I was just going to say, like I said, a lot of prayer, a lot of talking to God. And I'm going to tell you something that really helped me a lot. I don't do a lot of it right now, but walking. When you're really stressed or whether it's angry or stressed, either way, it works the same way. A lot of walking, man. I would just walk and walk and walk. And by the time I finish this walk, I'm so tired. I'm not even stressed anymore. I'm not worried. I'm not upset. I'm not angry. I just want to get back to the house so I can lay down.
And too tired to be.
That's it. You done killed two birds with one stone.
That's it. That's it. Well, I tell you, that's what we have to do. Well, we certainly, again, we thank you, Pastor Varius, for calling in. We do have another engagement to go to, but we thank Irvina for coming on and sharing her story because not everybody, you know, sometimes is so open with their testimony.
And so
we look forward to hooking up with you again, either on your show or on this show. We're also going to be doing a show later in this week, actually on March the 2nd at 6 p.m., I'm going to be doing a show called Strengthen Struggles.
Okay.
And so we're going to be talking about what our struggles are for, why we have these struggles that we have, why we have the trauma, and where they need to take us, where we need to let our trauma and our, you know, our chaos and our situations, where we need them to take us.
Right. Now, is that Eastern time or Central time?
It could be Eastern time, Eastern Standard, 6 p.m. So what time zone are you in?
I'm on Eastern here in Miami, Florida.
Okay. So you're there, and so you know that's my city.
Every time
somebody says Miami, I have to say that's my city.
Yes.
That's the city that I come back to. That's the city God's calling me to come to minister. So I don't know
when. Praise God. You know, you see that? He's calling you to Miami, and he's sending me to Atlanta. I mean, I'm here for right now. This is my home, and this is where I've always been, and this is where he's using me to do a lot of stuff before I go. But he's going to be sending me there and calling you here. That's awesome.
He's not calling me there to live, but just to minister, because that's the place where I was a prostitute at. And so God has told me I will go back there to minister.
Well, praise God. I was a prostitute as well, so, you know, God is great like that.
Yeah, we definitely have to talk because I was down there, and that was the only thing I was ever in Miami for.
Praise God. Well, I'm here. Anytime, you know, you can contact me with my phone number if you have it. If you don't, I'll send it to you in the email.
If you do, I would appreciate that because I know he's been telling me that for a while. I was right there in Dade County, locked up at the Dade County Jail.
Same here.
Right there on Biscayne Boulevard, and I know I got to go back there. So and I know it's going to happen, and I'm looking forward to it.
Praise God.
When I was out there, I don't remember anyone coming up and down the street to minister. And
no.
It's totally different now, but I know it's where God wants me to go, and I know it's about him, so I don't have to worry about.
Absolutely.
I know whoever he's got for me to go there to minister to, he's going to have it set up.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
I'm looking forward to it. So we will definitely keep in touch, send your number, and we can't thank Irvina enough. Irvina. All right, God bless.
All right, God
and
bless.
That is the show for today. Remember to stay empowered, be empowered, and empower someone else. God bless.